Okay, well, let's go over here to Charlie. Let's see. Nope, I'm not breaking through a break here. Charlie, who's calling us from Buckley? Hi, Charlie, what's on your mind, sir?
Hello, Dr. Wright. The wife wanted me to call you back. You mentioned about a Georgetown University study that they gave something to the mice to regenerate their lung tissue. Was that estriol, is what you were telling me?
Not quite, sir, but oddly enough, even though those Georgetown researchers are responsible, Georgetown Lung Biology Research Institute are responsible for over 100 publications in PubMed, they're not the ones who gave the estrogens to the little mice. It's a different group that did. And that, by the way, goes back about two issues of Green Medicine, so you can find the footnote and see which researchers it was if you're interested. But no, it was just a plain old ordinary estrogen in the form of what's technically called 17 beta estradiol. That's the strongest estrogen. It also can go either way, procarcinogenic or anticarcinogenic. So when I use it, I always accompany it with the estriol, which is anticarcinogenic, and we make sure that there's more estriol than the estradiol. But all the researchers we used was just plain old estradiol, and those little mouse lungs regenerated from older middle-aged mouse to younger middle-aged mouse, as proven by biopsies.
Now, can I ask you that estriol, is it actually spelled with an A-L or an O-L?
Oh, well, if you happen to be over in the United Kingdom, it's OESTRIOL. Now, in most of the rest of the English-speaking world, they leave the O off, and it's just ESTRIOL. But in England, they put the O on the front.
I see. Because, the wife's asking if there's some kind of blind study out there here that she could go to and participate. And I said, I don't think they're running one of those. They didn't never even used them in the other study, just mice. Never used humans.
Right, and the reason they don't, sir, is that the people who are paying for studies these days are almost entirely patent medicine companies, and they can't patent the stuff, so why would they run a study on it?
Exactly. So, are you saying that she could go if she wanted to, and go to her lung doctor and say, hey, look, could you look up this study for me? And what do you think? And maybe have him actually prescribe the 17 beta estradiol and the estriol for her. Is that something they could prescribe if they
Yes,
wanted to?
that is something they can prescribe if they want to. However, in similar circumstances, conventional medicine doctors, excuse the word, when presented with actual studies showing that something natural actually works, about half the time they turn the patient down, and I would hope that doesn't happen in your wife's case. But she could give it a try. Maybe she'll come up in the other half. And the other thing, sir, is I never ever recommend taking estradiol without estriol, because remember, the estriol is 100% anticarcinogenic, and it belongs in ladies. I mean, when a woman's pregnant, she's got more estriol than any other time in her life. There's enormous amounts. It belongs in there, and if a woman's going to take the estradiol for her lungs, which is good for her lungs, I got no complaints with that, it should be protected by the accompanying estriol, and that's where conventional medicines dig in their heels. They haven't learned that yet.
I see. Now the Tahoma Clinic, is that a place that she could actually go and talk to them about it, and they may prescribe it then?
Yes, sir. We have doctors' meetings. We have 11 doctors. We have a meeting once a week. We've talked about this. All the doctors know about it. And our doctors are, in my opinion anyway, the most skilled and knowledgeable about hormone replacement anywhere in the world, because basically we made it up at Tahoma Clinic, and we've continued to stay on top of the topic.
So could you please give us the number of the Tahoma Clinic? We don't have computers and all that stuff, so that's why when you say I get one of these newsletters and all this.
I'm sorry, sir. Yes, the clinic number is 206-812-812-9988. 206-812-9988.
Thank you very much, Doctor.
Well, you're welcome, and it certainly does help to get that estrogen into ladies who are losing their lung capacity. So there you go. Thank you for calling, sir, and thank you for sharing this with everybody, because we get the word out further that way. Thank you.